But there was like a side of the road. So I just pulled over and I went, well, I'll just sit here for 15 minutes and then I'll go in, and I'm so cheap.
No, I understand. I do the same thing.
So I'm like sitting there waiting. I have my kids in the car and we're listening to music and talking. And all of a sudden, I mean, like within 1 minute of, you know, us thinking we're going to sit here for 15 minutes,
yeah,
we had security on us with guns.
Really?
We were so freaked out and they were screaming, Gallagher!
Oh my goodness.
What in the world you are? I'm like, you are scaring my children. What is wrong with you? I had no idea what they were doing.
Wow.
And I wouldn't open the door or the window or anything.
Well, no, I wouldn't blame you if they were pulling guns.
I mean, I didn't know if they were terrorists, you know? And so that was the only thing, was the approach was like really extremely high tech, but I didn't know if they were really the police.
Right.
So I thought, well, we're not getting out. And I took my driver's license and held it up to the window just to identify myself. And I'm like, we're not doing anything. We're just sitting here. We were going to wait for, and they're just screaming the whole time. They couldn't even hear what I was saying. And the other one guy was screaming, move it, move it, move it then, move it. And so I put it in gear, and he was standing right in front of my van, you know, and I'm like, well, you move so I can drive.
Right.
I'll move if you get, I don't want to like, run you over.
It's what you told me to do.
I know, and I couldn't even, you know, I got in the parking space, and they're like, gone. They were totally disappeared.
Huh.
And I looked at my kids, and I said, did that just happen?
It was like a dream, huh?
I know, and so it's, you know, is this all effective? I don't know. I was freaked out by it. I was like, I was kind of afraid to get out at that point and go pick my sister up.
Well, no, you're right. That happened to me. Or, well, not exactly. That didn't exactly happen to me. But I was 5 months pregnant, and I took a flight up north. And so I had a layover somewhere. And
mm-hmm.
both times they stopped to check me.
Mm.
And I was, you know, the entire time I'm thinking, okay, I know you're checking every fourth person, so on and so on, you know. But really, how effective is that? After a while,
I don't know.
It's just, it seems like we're wasting so much money,
right.
So much effort on the airports.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the airports are important because that's what just happened to us, you know, as a country that was really horrible. And so we're all extra paranoid about airports. But I personally, I just don't think that's going to be the next attack.
Yeah.
I think they said, okay, we did that. That worked really well. But we're going to, you know, like you said, come up with something new.
Right, because gangs don't do the same thing twice.
Well, especially when you're dealing with people who, you know, aren't scared to die for their cause like that.
Right.
You know, when they have no fear of that at all, you just can't think that some of the stuff they're trying to do is going to, I don't know, I just don't feel like it's necessarily going to work, but.
Well, I think what they really need to focus their money on is where they fell through the, where everything fell through the cracks was on border security.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
We had all these people. I mean, my girlfriend's husband works for, what do they call it, when you come in the country and you have to get approved and that department.
Like INS?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, she hasn't seen them. She didn't see him for 8 months after this happened.
Oh, jeez.
Because, and our prisons are so full of all these people they went out and arrested that were in the country illegally.
Right.
They're like, what are we going to do with you, you know? And then you got this Mexican guy trying to get a driver's licenses in this election now for illegal aliens. Wait a minute. If you're illegal, get out.
Right, right.
What do you mean, you know? I mean, the president was trying to back him and get him in. I forgot what his name was, but they were all, you know, sad because he walked away from it. But I don't know. It's crazy. It's like, what happened to just thinking normally and saying other countries don't let anybody come in?
I know. Well, that's the thing is, I think we're supposed to be, you know, the land of everything, and everyone's supposed to want to come here, so we're supposed to let everyone here, you know.
I don't think so.
But then, like you said, you know, there's certain people they don't allow, you know, like we keep out all the people from, or we try to keep out people from Cuba. For some reason, that's the worst country out of everywhere, you know. Like,
right.
Yeah, so.
Well,
I think,
we
like
started, this country